True, just the one game last weekend in Major League Soccer. A win for Colorado 3-2 away at Houston. A more important result for the Rapids rather than the Dynamo there.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. That's true. Colorado is right now on the path to, well, hopefully winning for them. That is, winning the Supporters' Shield in MLS, which is the award given out for the team with the best regular season points total at the end of the regular season. They currently sit just 2 points behind FC Dallas, who are having a great season in their own right, but Colorado does have a game in hand, and we're coming up on the end of the season, only two weekends left, that is, of the MLS regular season before we get into the postseason. And, you know, it really looks like the way that they're playing right now that they could usurp FC Dallas and take that trophy home. Colorado fantastic throughout this season. They've given up the fewest goals in MLS with just 29. They don't score a lot of goals, Richard. They've only scored 36, which is second fewest in MLS behind San Jose Earthquakes. But, you know, Coach Pablo Mascherini has really got them playing some really good soccer, and this is completely night and day from what the team was last year and the year before that. So hats off to Colorado Rapids this season.
I'm just looking at the two conferences at the moment. Both have got three of the six playoff berths complete. In the West, it's Dallas, Colorado, obviously, and LA. And in the East, New York, well, New York Red Bulls and New York City, as well as Toronto. Who else do you think will be in the postseason, if you will, in a couple of weeks' time?
Well, right now we do know that Houston Dynamo and Vancouver Whitecaps in the West will be sitting at home this year, as well will be Chicago and Orlando City. So, you know, there's only a few places left for just a few teams, but I think right now we can say that Montreal looks pretty good for making the playoffs, and so does Real Salt Lake, and I think Seattle Sounders do too. They've been playing some really good football since July, you know, I really think they're nailed on for the playoffs. Sporting Kansas City in the Western Conference, they've got a lot to do in the last couple of games, and so do Portland Timbers, who are chasing that final spot. But Portland is a real disappointment this season. They won the MLS Cup last season, had a fantastic run through the playoffs, but this season it's been another story. They currently sit seventh on 41 points, and this is a team that is the only team in MLS not to win on the road this season. So a real disappointment in the Pacific Northwest.
Obviously, there's been an international break here and across in North America as well. I see the USA got a win over Cuba in a friendly, and they've got a game against New Zealand coming up as well.
Yeah, they do. So the U.S. plugging along to the World Cup qualifying. So Jurgen Klinsmann, that is, you know, doing well enough to get into the World Cup and qualify for the next round or the next World Cup when it comes about. But, you know, there's still a lot of fans who are a bit on the fence with Jurgen Klinsmann. And, you know, I think a lot of them would have been happy for him to have really gotten that job with England that was talked about over the summer.
Well, there's still a chance, although the English media don't seem to like Americans or, well, people who coach in America at the moment. Everyone's very upset about Bob Bradley getting the Swansea job, despite the fact, obviously, he's got plenty of experience in world football. But that's the British media for you rather than those over there. Well, coming up to this weekend's fixtures, and which are the big games we should be looking forward to?
Well, in terms of the big games with MLS, we've got some games taking place in the middle of the week with Seattle and Houston playing on Wednesday night. But the previously mentioned Colorado Rapids will be in action on Thursday, taking on San Jose. And, you know, that's a really big game to see whether or not Colorado is going to take this Supporters' Shield trophy. They'll be playing twice within this week as they, as I said before, have a game in hand. So that's a really big game for them. Another big game is a Canadian derby. Montreal Impact will be taking on Toronto FC in Montreal on Sunday. And another game to be on the lookout for will be FC Dallas and Seattle Sounders on Sunday as well. So some really good fixtures coming up, and as teams really vie for playoff position, and, you know, a few places, as we said, are left to go. So, you know, we've waited all season for this now, the playoffs, and, you know, we're finally getting to see that payoff now.
As we approach the end of the season, we just had it in Rugby League over here where we've crowned our Man of Steel, which is our equivalent of the MVP. Who are the candidates for the top awards in the States this season?
Well, I think if we're looking at some of the top awards for the top players, I think we need to look at the leading goal scorers right now. Bradley Wright Phillips, who's been fantastic for the New York Red Bulls, 21 goals this season. David Villa, also with 21 goals this season. And if we look at those two players, Bradley Wright Phillips really, the Red Bulls had a real slow start to the season. Those first eight games, I believe they were winless in those first eight games, if I remember correctly. And his play has really turned around that team. And the Red Bulls have been fantastic since then. David Villa, likewise. New York City FC were atrocious last year. And now under Patrick Vieira, they've been playing very well. And David Villa, you know, he's got a lot of goals for them. He scores about 37% of their goals this season. And these two players have really done it for their teams. And I think that the MVP at the moment has to go to one of those two players.
Does it always tend to center around one of the goal scorers? Or is there anyone else you could get a look in this competition?
I mean, we could always say Sebastian Giovinco because, again, he's had another strong season for Toronto FC. They're going to make the playoffs for the second straight season. And really, since coming over from Italy a year ago, he's really turned that franchise around in some of the ways that they play their soccer. So Giovinco is an outside shout. He's got 16 goals this season for Toronto FC, along with 13 assists. So, he's another shout. He won it last year. So it could be two in a row for Sebastian Giovinco.
Excellent stuff. Drew, enjoy the midweek and weekend action. I'm sure we'll all be tuning in over here to see how the US get on against New Zealand. Maybe if the US win, there'll be more people clamouring for Jurgen Klinsmann to get the top job over here. So I guess plenty in the States will want that to happen. But for the moment, Drew Farmer, thank you very much. And we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Richard.